Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we are here on beautiful Hollywood Beach. We are at Landshark Bar and Grill. Gorgeous afternoon. The Flow Rider. Oh, look at that. I think that's your son on the Flow Rider right now, Channing.
Hey, look at little Chan.
Bend your knees. Look at that.
Bend your knees, little Chan.
Little Chan is surfing right now on the Flow Rider. We're at the Margaritaville Resort, Hollywood Beach, having a great time. Did he just wipe out? Oh, he sure did.
He got his daddy's balance.
We're just a couple weeks away from the opening of college football season, and it's our Miami Hurricanes, my Miami Hurricanes, and Crowder's Florida Gators. And over the past couple weeks leading up to game day, we've talked with Michael Irvin, yep. And we talked with Gino Toretta. We had Brock Berlin on this week, who was, the facilitator of maybe the greatest comeback in Hurricanes history.
He was going to be respectful till you got him going.
Against you. You were leading that Gators defense. Yeah. What was the lead you had?
33-10.
Brock Berlin orchestrated the comeback at all Hurricane fans remember. And these guys, Michael Irvin, Gino, Brock Berlin, Crowder, has been reeling, and now I'm coming in with the uppercut right now because Manny Diaz, the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, is going to join us, and I believe he's there. Hello, Coach.
How are we doing?
Very good. I'm getting excited. Are you getting excited? I mean, head coach, and you're going to kick off the college football season in 15 days.
Absolutely. No, we've been having a great training camp, and big scrimmage tomorrow, and really after we get through the scrimmage, we'll really turn our attention to our first opponent.
All right, so let's address the elephant in the room. Would you like to publicly announce right now on Hockman and Crowder who the starting quarterback will be August 24th?
Well, the only criteria right now might be riding the Flow Rider. You know what I mean? Like, because it'd have to go on to that. You know, we actually had a little fun yesterday. We took the team to a water park over at Tidal Cove up in Aventura and had a great time. And we actually, truth be told, we wouldn't let the guys surf on the Flow Rider. They had to stay on their knees or on their belly. We didn't want a surfboard flying out and knocking somebody in the skull. So we're trying to keep everybody healthy for the 24th.
Now, it's a little bit noisy out here with the Flow Rider and the beach and whatnot, so I'm not – did I miss where you announced who the starting quarterback was going to be? Or I didn't – did you address that or no?
You must have. You can go rewind the tape after you hang up with me and
find right, it. So it's you're actually, not going to – you're
But, Coach, you said there's a scrimmage coming up soon. Is that going to be one of the deciding factors, that scrimmage coming up here?
Oh, yeah. We've said tomorrow's – you know, we kind of call them preseason games. Tomorrow's preseason game is really the last major test, and it is the biggest test. This is really the final exam from what started back in, you know, the first offensive and defensive meeting in February all the way through spring practice, the summertime when the guys can do 7-on-7 on their own. And then, you know, the two really were, you know, we're pretty much 2 weeks into practice right now. You know, we challenge everyone to play their best game of their football career tomorrow night. We'll have a fair evaluation of where we are as a team.
Manny Diaz is with us, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. 15 days, they will kick off the college football season against Florida. Should Canes fans, you know, Crowder and I have talked about this. Crowder played for a long time. Should Canes fans take it as a good thing or a bad thing that there's been no decision yet on a starting quarterback?
Well, I would think it's a good thing because we're competing. Right. I mean, to me, the one thing that we felt like we had to reestablish culturally here at Miami was our love for competition. And the fact that, you know, we've got three guys that are competing and and are really doing things at a high level in practice. You know, I mean, it does be different if we're sitting there, you know, and wondering how on earth are we going to be able to go with anybody. And we've got a hard choice because we got guys that have really improved their game and are really making things happen. And you can see, you know, our skill, you know, really starting to show. I don't know. I mean, I think competition is the best coach there is, you know, and that's what's made all the Miami teams of the past as dominant as they were, because if you could survive, you know, the competition on Green Tree practice field, normally what was waiting for you on the other sideline on Saturdays wasn't nearly as fierce. We're not anywhere near that. I'm not pretending like, you know, by snapping our fingers, we've been able to recreate that. But at the same time, we are laying the foundation for what this program has always been built on.
And, Coach, that game up in Orlando coming up here on the 24th, I wanted to ask you, how does, like, the home game, away game, we understand home field advantage, away, you know, you get to sleep in your city and all that, Coach. Those neutral site games, does that change the game in any way? Change, you know, how does those neutral site games early in the year, how does that change your approach to them?
Well, let's talk about two things. One, in terms of the lead-up, like you're saying, that was one of the reasons why we went up to Orlando for our spring game, and we stayed in the exact same hotel. We met in all the same meeting rooms, so we'll have some familiarity with the run-up to the game. We'll actually be in the same locker room that we were in April, so there will be some familiarity as our guys start to visualize the lead-up to the game. As far as the game itself, with the neutral site game, it's a game you have to prepare like a road game because there's going to be crowd noise. It's a very an emotional game. The reference I make to it is almost like an NCAA tournament game, because everything that happens, half the stadium's going to go crazy. And you remember from when you were at Florida playing the Florida-Georgia game up in Jacksonville, you know, so those games are very, very emotional. And then you add the fact that it is Miami, Florida, and a bunch of players out there that have known each other since Pee Wee football. It's going to be a very, very, very emotional day. And then, you know, and then the fact that it's an opener, really, a lot of times games like that come down to who can just hold their nerve and just focus on just doing their job and not get caught up in all the madness, because it's not a day where anybody's going to need a great speech to get out there and get playing. I mean, everyone's going to be highly, highly motivated to play well. The question is who can handle those emotions, channel them the right way to compete at a high level.
Although I'm sure if you needed a motivational speech, Michael Irvin is one phone call away, right?
We've got a lot of guys that are one phone call away that could give a great speech. That's the cool thing about being a Miami Hurricane. That's a little different from other places.
That Ed Reed Hall of Fame bust. I mean, that's the greatest Hall of Fame bust you've ever seen, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, we had a chance to listen to Ed Reed speak to our guys in the spring, and I mean, I could listen to that guy talk. He could read the dictionary out loud, and I'd listen to him talk all day. He's just amazing.
And, Manny, one other thing, another concern, you know, coming into this camp was the trenches on both sides of the ball. You know, Jarrell Willis leaving, a bunch of new offensive linemen. So in the trenches, Coach, do you feel confident in your trenches?
Well, I think we're improving. I think offensively with what Butch Berry's done up with our guys up front and things we're doing schematically with Dan Enos, I think our guys up front are improving. I think they sense that. I think it's real. They can just tell by the way that they're competing in practice now. Defensively, we have a standard. You know, we heard the same thing a year ago when Kendrick Norton and R.J. McIntosh left, and how are we going to do whatever we're going to do up front, and we ended up having a better year up front than we did even in 2017. So it's Miami. You know, I mean, there's a standard of performance here. There's a way that we have to play, and our kids understand that defensively. We've recruited to that, you know, so when you're talking about a guy like John Ford, who we've been able to develop and we think's got a chance to step up big, or when you think about some of the transfers that we've brought in on our defensive front, and then it's really fun, as you know, to play defensive line when you got three linebackers behind you that have seen everything a college offense can throw at them, and they can play fast, and that actually helps the defensive linemen, because now offensive linemen, they've got to come off their double team sooner and try to react to get a hat on those linebackers. And those guys, they're hard to get a hat on anyway. So we feel good about where we'll be. And that, you know, again, that we haven't got it all solved. We got to go out there and play. But our guys understand that in the openers, those, you know, you got to lean on those guys up front.
Manny Diaz is with us, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. He gave his team a little treat at the water park yesterday in Aventura. And so Crowder and I, we forced our company to give us a little water day today. We're out on Hollywood Beach enjoying the weather. I'm imagining if you take your team to a water park and you're 15 days out from a game, you feel pretty good about where your team is right now, right? Like when you took over, I'm imagining, you know, you go, okay, where do I want to be August 9th with this team? What do I want to feel like this team? Like, where are they at? So do you feel like they're at where they need to be, or ahead of schedule, behind schedule?
Here's what I was hoping by August 9th. What I was hoping was that our team would say, wow, this is as hard as I've worked since I've been at Miami. We're working really, really hard. We're practicing really, really hard. You know, we've been outside. I mean, the heat index meter we had exploded like 3 days ago. so our guys are working really hard because they work really hard. You know, they should get rewarded for that. And you know, you don't want camp to be all grind. And so you want a chance to reward those guys. And again, that's where we have an advantage. We live in a place that in my mind is better than all the other places. Right. It's hard to find a water park in a bunch of these other little, you know, tiny college towns where they put universities.
You ain't lying.
I mean, you can have one, but it's going to be like one of those, like, you know, above ground pools, you know what I mean? With like the pelican floating in it, you know? So we got better stuff in Miami than other people have. So we should take advantage of it. We should have the best standard of living of any college football team in the country. So our guys get a chance to appreciate the benefits of going to school and, you know, to being the greatest place to live.
Yeah, man, we live where they vacation. Yep. I never lose sight of that. Did you have time to watch Dolphins preseason game last night? I saw Mark Walton score a touchdown. Or are you too locked into what you're doing?
No, you know, it's funny. When we got out of meetings a little bit after 10 last night, and I got to watch the final drive, and I saw the highlights of Mark scoring. I saw Jermaine Grace actually get a pick for the Falcons. What a neat story that is for a former Cane. You know, of course, couldn't play his last year, but you know, he's doing a nice job of making a team, and how cool is that to come back to his home stadium and make a pick? I'm sure he had all kinds of family there, so we're always keeping an eye on our pro Canes for sure. That's why it's a family.
And coach, a well-respected D coordinator, you know your stuff works. But like Hawk's saying, if you watch an NFL game, do you ever see a blitz or something and say, let me throw that in the playbook for this Saturday?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, it may not be quite that drastic quickly of a turnaround, but whether it's the off season or, you know, we all go visit, you know, professional teams in the off season. So the idea of professional development, it never ends. You know, as you know, we're not always defending the same style of offense. Some of what's happening in college is working its way into the professional game. So we're there's not always the same as, but also, you know, this, it's not necessarily about the fancy blitz or the fancy coverage. If it was, everybody would do it. It's about the style you play with, the intensity, the effort, and the toughness you play with. And if you have those things down, those fancy blitzes, they tend to work a lot better.
You want to trash talk Crowder a little bit? You know, we're 15 days out. Michael Irvin trash talked him, Gino Toretta, Brock Berlin. You want to add some fuel to the fire?
Nah, Crowder's been on his best behavior. I've noticed. You know what I mean? He's been sitting there, you know, and you know, he's been playing all nice. You know, I feel like it's probably a big setup, but that's okay. But you know, no, we look. It's going to be. Let me say this. Anytime any of the big three get together, it should be a really big deal. And if we're all doing our jobs right, we all get this thing the way it's supposed to be. These games should determine who plays for the national championship, because that's how it was. That's how I remember it. That's how probably you guys all remember it. I don't know about Crowder remembers it, but maybe when he's a kid. But you know, it should be that way, and it's not that way for various reasons. And I know, I'm sure Dan Mullen wants it that way. I'm sure Willie Taggart wants it that way, because we should all be showcasing, in my mind, the greatest state in America for high school football, and that's the state of Florida. So anytime we get together, it should be a big deal, and it should really showcase, you know, what we're all about in this state.
Hey, Coach, talking about the neutral site games, you made me think about it when you're talking about the Georgia-Florida up there in Jacksonville, because the energy, man. Coach, I remember guys that I trusted to play against Western Michigan and Central Tennessee, and then we go to play Georgia in Jacksonville, and I just look in their eyes and see, this is too big for you. This energy is too big for you. How do you prepare, especially a lot of your young guys that have to contribute? Is there any way of preparing them for that atmosphere you were talking about earlier?
No, that's a fascinating. It's a great question, because you know, we're college football. Imagine, you know, we don't get to play Western Michigan first, right? I mean, that's the opener. So you're in a practice setting, and then you go to maybe the most intense environment that you will play in all season long. So you're right. I mean, all you can do is try in your off-season workouts. You can try to do it in your practice. You can try to create enough adversity to find out who's going to blink, who's going to get wide-eyed, and who you can't trust. And that has been really one of the main goals of our entire off-season. Because I refer back to the LSU game a year ago, very similar environment in Dallas. Canes fans turned up in Dallas. And end of the first quarter, I think we've outgained LSU by 20 or 30 yards. It's 3-3. We've missed a field goal to go up by 6-3. And then LSU hits us with the right cross. They score a touchdown run, and then we just drop our gloves. And for the whole second quarter, they're just hitting us in the kidney, and we're not punching back. And that's exactly what you're talking about right there. So we have made a big deal about our team. And the number one thing I want to see on the 24th, I want to see a team that just competes. And no matter what, these are both two good teams. I expect both teams to land punches, but I expect our team to continue to throw punches. And that has not been our MO in the past, and that is the thing I'm most curious about. Have we got that resolved? And generally speaking, as you know, you just call it, Chen, it's not going to be every guy, but you got to have more guys that are throwing and more guys that are swinging, because all of a sudden, when some guys start to hide in the game, that's when it goes bad. And we've tried hard to highlight and eliminate the guys that hide in those settings from our program.
Manny Diaz, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Good luck on August 24th. It's a Canes thing. Crowder wouldn't understand. And hopefully we'll talk to you after that with a 1-0 record. Thank you, coach.
Guys, thanks a lot, and enjoy your day out there on the beach.
Yeah, it's hard not to. Manny Diaz, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.